Angry Robot on Brilliance Audio presents the unabridged recording of Hangwire by Adam Christopher, performed by Luke Daniels. A singular and extraordinary body. Another of those singular and extraordinary bodies has made its appearance within view of our globe. Those who may have the necessary apparatus and the ability to use them are respectfully advised of this opportunity for adding to the stock of astronomical knowledge by ascertaining the elements of the orbit of this aerial visitor, and making such other observations and calculations as its appearance and short stay within our view will admit of. The Chillicothe Gazette, June 5, 1811. It was midnight on the 1st of October, 1811, that the New Orleans dropped anchor opposite the town. The roar of the escaping steam, then heard for the first time at the place where now its echoes are unceasing, roused the population, and late as it was, crowds came rushing to the bank of the river to learn the cause of the unwonted uproar. A letter now before me, written by one of those on board at the time, records the fact that there were those who insisted that the comet of 1811 had fallen into the Ohio and had produced the hubbub. J. H. B. Latrobe, The First Steamboat Voyage on the Western Waters, Maryland Historical Society, Baltimore, 1871. We have been very much alarmed by a repetition of earthquakes since the morning of the 16th of December. Various conjectures have arisen in the minds of our readers, philosophers, as to the causes that may have produced them. Some suppose they are occasioned by a volcanic eruption. Others seem to think they were produced by the comet's near approach to the Earth. There are, however, a few who are of a differing opinion and ascribe it to electricity alone. The latter opinion I have adopted. Letter from Robert Morrison, Esquire, of Kaskaskia, Illinois. Western Spy, February 22, 1812. The great scale upon which nature is operating should be a solemn admonition. At such momentous periods when nature appears, in spasmodic fury, to no longer tolerate the moral turpitude of man. Pittsburgh Gazette, December 27, 1811. The Year of the Fire Horse. San Francisco.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?